Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Karam Injury Lawyer Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so this video popped up on my timeline yesterday. I don't watch the popular TV series Landman on Paramount Plus. I've been in the room while Amy's watching it, so I kind of get the gist of it. And I can tell it's a critically acclaimed show. Like it's very good. And it stars Billy Bob Thornton as a lawyer and crisis manager in the oil and gas realm. And Jerry Jones starred in a scene. He did a cameo on the show in the most recent episode. So it pops up on my timeline yesterday. And I at first thought people were being sarcastic with the caption. They're like, Jerry Jones deserves an Emmy for this. I never knew Jerry Jones had such acting chops. And I'm watching this and I'm going, holy crap. There's tears. You know, like he's conveying emotion. Now, he's playing himself and talking about a very emotional topic, which is working with his kids. He's got a very close relationship with his kids. You know, they've been in the business with him, whether it was oil and gas or the Cowboys. They've been in business with him since he became a businessman. That was one of his things. And he explains that in this scene. But just to set the scene, Seth, Jerry Jones is in a hospital room visiting a character named Monty Miller, who is played by John Hamm. And he's a fellow oil businessman.
Yeah.
Who's in the hospital. He just suffered a heart attack. And he's one of these guys that's overcommitted to his job, right? Ignoring his family in the oil and gas industry. And if you can picture it, Billy Bob Thornton, who's his lawyer, is sitting in the hospital room like on the sofa next to the window. And so Jerry Jones gets brought in to talk some sense, some life sense into Monty Miller. And here's what it sounded like.
And more than likely, your children and family are going to be there because they're your children and your family. But you could have them there because they're the people you spent your life with, you worked with, you fell down with, you got up with. Not just Thanksgiving, Christmas. That's who you want to be with. So when that time comes like this, it's a celebration of your life. And you're not wishing you to spend a little more time seeing a few more sons come up. That's the trick. That's the trick. Because that's going to be your glory. But I'm pretty proud of them Cowboys. I'm pretty proud of the stuff we've done in oil and gas. It pales in comparison to how proud I am to have lived my life working with my kids. You got a chance to do something about that. I hope you will. And I'll tell you, young man, you're no spring chicken. And you ought to listen to Lilith yourself.
Yes, sir.
Nah, your egg's short of a spring chicken, that's for sure.
Thank a lot of both of you guys.
Feelings mutual. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay. Don't make me get my rubber glove out.
Eugenia, I said hi.
Good to see you, Mr. Jones.
Don't make me get my rubber glove out.
What's that mean?
Well, he was in a hospital room. I think it meant, like, you know, put the rubber glove on and
stick up your. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So
that was pretty good by Jerry.
Yeah.
That was like playing himself and channeling all of that. It's hard to play any role, including yourself, when there's a bunch of cameras around. I guess Jerry's experience having cameras around all the time probably helps in that
cameras
regard.
Around, and he loves his kids, so he's probably getting in the moment there.
Yeah,
like,
he's channeling it.
Yeah. So that
do you ever find yourself? Sometimes when I'm reading something or watching something, I put myself in that moment, and I can I can cry on command, but only in private, and not. Not actually on command, but like I'm like crying about a hypothetical situation and I can bring tears to my eyes.
Yep.
But to do it in front of cameras in a bright room multiple times, that's impressive.
You
good job, Jerry Jones.
You bring up a great point that he's used to being in front of cameras all the time.
Yeah.
Probably played and heavy into that.
A lot of people, humans around too.
Yeah,
It's way better than... remember when Bob Kraft had a little foray into helping his girlfriend at the time with an audition?
Yes.
Bob Kraft reading lines?
Yes.
Hi, you were really good up there. I didn't mean that in a sexual way, but not that it wasn't erotic.
I am so embarrassed.
Well, now we're even, because dancing in front of you was one of the most embarrassing moments in my life.
No offense, but I get guys like you in my classes all the time.
So you don't even remember, which means we're not even. Only one way to fix that.
And then he would go on
playing himself there too, right?
Yeah.
Nobody, when you say the word erotic, the first guy that comes to mind amongst NFL owners is Bob Kraft.
I was going to say, yeah, he would go on from there to get arrested at the Orchids of Asia Spa in Jupiter, Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was awful. So in the constant kind of battle and feuding for attention between those two, Jerry Jones retains the upper hand to an extreme degree. He already had it, and now it's even more so.
Yeah, that's true. They have a big rivalry, the two of them. That's right, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, Bob Kraft would prefer that you go by Super Bowl victories, but when it comes to all the other parts of the game, like the making money side of things as an owner, nobody beats Jerry Jones. He's the absolute best at it.
Yeah, between the two of them, I think it's a rivalry. My fantasy football team's name in one of the leagues I'm in is Kraft Productions, and my logo is Robert Kraft standing next to bikini clad girlfriend with the lines holding it right in front of him right there. Like he's there's no memorization going on with that. That's the thing. Like Jerry either had to memorize lines or he had to just speak from the heart.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. You know, he's doing his hit on 105.3, The Fan, today. I wonder if they ask him about that. What else is there to ask him about other than Mike
sure
McCarthy?
They will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They always ask him about stuff like that. I would be curious. Man, I need to text their producer. I would be curious if those lines were scripted or if they just said, hey, man, pretend you're sitting down and giving an actual person advice, because it was very genuine.
Oh yeah, whether he was
improv'd it.
Yeah. The other guy that jumps to mind amongst owners who have tried their hand at acting, and this is very much in the Jerry Jones stratosphere, George Steinbrenner, who was so bad that they didn't even use him in Seinfeld, because there was a hit sitcom back in the day called Seinfeld. George Steinbrenner was a recurring character. They had tried George Steinbrenner out at the beginning, and he was so bad that they had just ended up having Larry David do it. And not even like really do an impression
not
of George Steinbrenner or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was one of their best recurring characters. But Steinbrenner, that's a dicey one when you ask somebody like that to be in a cameo and then decide like, actually, no, we can't use this.
That's interesting. They use that Steinbrenner character so much. It's interesting to think like if they'd used the character the same way that George Steinbrenner might have been on Seinfeld that often.
Oh, and as big as that show was, it would have been really good for Steinbrenner's PR.
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah. It was the most popular show on TV at the time. So what about our owners here in town? Do you think they wind up?
I would power rank them in terms of playing themselves in a role like that.
Yeah.
I know that the easy go-to is Tillman Fertitta because he's the guy who most lustily wants to be in front of the camera. Like
he has his own TV show. Yeah, Billion Dollar Buyer. Yeah,
where he's basically it's a reality show. He's playing himself.
Yeah.
I still feel like Jim Crane might give the best dramatic performance.
Jim Crane would have done the best version of what Jerry Jones just did. Not that Cal or Tillman feel similarly, but Jim Crane, like the gravitas of the whole thing.
The gravitas was exactly the word I was going to use, Sean.
Yeah. Yeah.
I claim. I think Jim Crane would be really good in that moment, especially if he's talking about making a tough decision on letting go of the people you care about, but you got to do what's right for the team.
Well, and
what's
his
best for the business.
His son is in the his son is in the business with him, Jerry's son is alongside like Cal's
so
kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Tillman's too. Yeah, like Cal and Hannah's kids are not old enough yet to be working alongside in the tag. Well, someday, I'm sure.
My power ranking would be Jim Crane, Tillman Fertitta, and then Cal.
Okay.
I think that would probably be the best. I don't think Cal would really necessarily want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think any of those three guys would really want to do it, but I think Tillman would want to do it. I think Jim Crane would be the best.
The version of Cal that did that, the parking lot interview with the guy, the School of Hard Knocks guy.
Yeah,
that was a fun version of Cal that did that interview. But that was more of like an interview than acting, obviously.
Yeah,
but it was. But he seemed pretty
comfortable.
Some
people thought that was contrived, and it wasn't. From our own sources, but then also I've watched that guy's channel before.
Yeah,
and like he's genuinely, because a lot of times if people look genuinely irritated at first.
Yes.
I would still, they would never catch me in that because I have a standing rule of not talking to anybody I don't know who approaches me on the street.
Especially with a
phone
camera.
Or a camera or anything else like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's what I tell.
It's a good rule.
It's what I tell every single old person in my family when they go out to vote. I'm like, you do not have to talk to the live streamers.
Right.
You do not have to talk to the live streamers.
Don't.
Please, please don't go viral, Nana. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it.
Everybody's walking up to Nana wanting to see what she thinks. My favorite part of the Cal interview with the guy that walked up to him on the street asking about business advice was... As Cal is, you can tell he's trying to kind of extricate himself from the situation. Like, and the guy goes, "Well, what's the advice you would give to somebody in a negotiation?" And literally, as Cal's walking away, the answer was, "When to walk away."
That was good. Like,
yeah, it was good.
That one might have made me feel like it was contrived.
Okay. Yeah,
it's almost too perfect.
I know. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, it's a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Speaking of Cal McNair, make sure you're listening in the 9:25 segment. For your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Texans and the Chargers playoff matchup this Saturday. It's going to be a whole lot of fun out at NRG Stadium. We're looking forward to that. Pettycast up next. What are you petty about? Text in 713-572-4610. We've got a lot of petty, including a couple Texan things right off the top that should make the Texans very petty about this game on Saturday. We'll get to that coming up next.